Hey guys, welcome to Spotlight on Maryland. I'm your host, Gina Crash, and we're joined this morning by the Community Action Council of Howard County. We have Jen Grebe with us, the Director of Resource Development at CAC. How you doing, Jen?
Hey, I'm great. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we're so excited to talk to you guys. And also Trudy Ann Hall, a former client of CAC, is here with us as well. Hi, Trudy.
Hi, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. And we also have Nicole Gould, who is here hanging from Maroon PR, putting us all in touch. And we're so excited because it's a really timely time to be talking about this topic, because we just had Giving Tuesday this week, right?
Yes.
So we're all about nonprofits, and our beloved Columbia, Maryland was just voted the safest city in America, and that might be so, but they also need a lot of help within Howard County. There are folks that need it, and that's what we're going to be talking about. For those who don't know, I can't think of a better person than Jen to explain what the Community Action Council of Howard County is and exactly what your organization does.
Sure. The Community Action Council of Howard County is Howard County's designated anti-poverty organization. So while Howard County certainly has a reputation for being a wealthier county, the reality is that more than 26% of the people that live in that county really struggle every day to make ends meet. And that's where we step in. We provide food assistance. We run the Howard County Food Bank and support 14 food pantries throughout the county.
Wow.
We provide energy assistance, housing assistance, and we also administer all of the Head Start programming in Howard County. We enroll 322 little ones in full day, full year programming.
Holy cow, I didn't realize it comprised that much.
So much, yes.
I bet I'm not alone. Do you find that most people don't realize all that you do at CAC?
They don't realize the scope, and they also don't understand the need, because poverty in Howard County doesn't present the same way it might in other cities.
Yeah, and that's really interesting and important to distinguish. And now, what is your background, Jen, that led you to becoming the Director of Resource Development at CAC? Did you have another role within the organization or a personal connection to poverty?
So I've worked in the nonprofit sector for about a decade now, primarily in communications and fundraising. And I was really drawn to the Community Action Council because of its strategic approach to ending poverty. We have what's called a two-generation approach, meaning that we meet the needs of both parents and their children. And for me, that is strategic and critical, because when you're looking at the needs of the whole family and you're addressing those needs in a holistic way, that is truly an effective way to move families out of poverty. So I was very drawn to that aspect of our mission.
Yeah, that is unique and important. So that was going to be my next question. It was that two-generation approach, which is something that we're going to hear. And we're probably going to refer to the Community Action Council of Howard County a lot as CAC, if people are wondering what that is. And real quick, if people are interested right out of the gate that want to find you online, how can they do that?
Our website is cac-hc.org.
Awesome. And of course, you're on social media as well. And Howard County, like you were saying, is really thought of as one of the wealthiest counties in Maryland, as we know now. You know, Columbia, as we had mentioned, being the safest city in America. And that might be true, but there's definitely poverty there, though. And you were saying how the face of it might be different. But how would you say that it does look like in your experience in Howard County? How does that differ from other parts of Maryland?
I think it's just not as apparent as you spend in time in Howard County. You know, if you're in Baltimore and you're driving down the streets, you're going to see people who are homeless frequently. You're going to see people out and about. You don't necessarily see that in the same way in Howard County, but there are absolutely families who are struggling. So it might look like someone who has just lost a job or has experienced a medical crisis and can no longer pay their bills, or potentially a single parent with multiple children at home that's really struggling to make ends meet. You might not see those families on the street or that level of poverty in the same way, but it's real. And those people are really struggling day in and day out.
Yeah. And how do you get your clients? Like, how do they, if you know someone that's struggling or someone confides in you, or how do they find you and how do they find your services?
So a combination of ways. I do think that we have a strong reputation in the county as being a go-to organization for someone who's in need. We also have a really strong referral program with other agencies in the county. So knowing that kind of our wheelhouse and area of focus is food, energy, housing, and early childhood education, we're the go-to organization for those areas in Howard County. And for housing in particular, our role is really preventing eviction. So anybody who's about to lose their home, we're the organization they should go to.
That's very important. Do you partner with other anti-poverty organizations within the area, or are you really unique compared to the others?
We do partner with them. We really work in those four areas. But if there's a client who comes to us who, let's say, is already homeless, there's an organization that we're going to refer them to, since that's not necessarily our housing area. It's a strong combination of focused and strategic delivery of services to our families, and then also knowing which organizations are the best ones to refer families to in the county.
Wow, what an incredible resource you provide.
I believe in it. I believe in it every day.
Yeah, there's a lot of misconceptions and stereotypes that we put on people that we think of as poor or in need. Can you shed some light on how someone in Howard County falls into poverty, and can it truly happen to anyone? And I'm sure that Trudy Ann Hall, our former client of CAC, can speak to that. And maybe now is a good time to bring her into the conversation. Yeah.
Okay. Good morning. Thanks for having me. So as a former client of CAC, I believe, you know, I'm that person, the face to the story that CAC was instrumental in helping me. I came to CAC as a married, you know, mother with two girls as a Head Start. They went into Head Start, and that's how I became familiar with the services that they offered. About by the time my first one had gone through a Head Start, I was divorced, a single mother, and things just got really hard. That's when I really started learning about the other services that were offered. I'd used the food pantry. Luckily, they came up with this program, the Dream Savers program.
Oh, what's that?
And that, for me, was one of the most instrumental programs. I was able to save a portion of money. It was all that was required of me was $10, and they would match for every dollar I put in, they'll match it $2.
That's amazing.
I made a personal goal for myself to put at least $60 in every month, and they'll match me for every dollar, $2. That money became available 3 years later, and it so happened that I was in school at the time it became available.
That's great timing.
I was going to nursing school, and I was able to get a large sum of money to go towards tuition.
See, that's amazing, because sometimes, you know how quick it is that you can get behind, on
Absolutely.
Things. And it's really hard to save when you're paycheck to paycheck and
Absolutely.
You don't have enough. How else, without a little help, can you do that, really?
Absolutely.
And how might your life look and be different without the help of CAC and programs like that?
And I think, while people struggle, they think, well, it's never going to get any better. But I'm that person that's here to tell you, if you start today, and even if you're saving a dollar, it matures, and one day, you can see a difference.
Yeah, put that towards
towards changing your life. Changing your life doesn't happen, you don't say it's going to happen next year. It starts now, and reaching out. And I felt like CSC for me has been that support system for me and my family, my girls.
Yeah.
Both went to Head Start, and both are doing extremely well.
I was just going to ask how everybody's
extremely
doing.
Well, I'm about to have a 13-year-old.
Oh, my gosh.
And I have a 10-year-old, and they're doing extremely well. They're both academically successful. They participate in dance. I was just telling Jen, my 10-year-old, she's leading her school play this year.
That's fabulous.
They're very well, just well-rounded girls.
Yeah.
And I feel like they had that great foundation through Head Start.
Yeah.
It could not have been any, a better start for them.
That's fantastic. And then your nursing career, are you still studying that?
I graduated a year ago. Currently practicing, I'm an emergency room nurse.
Oh, that's so cool. Wow. Mm-hmm.
So all through the help of CAC. That great support system.
Wow. I understand even more, Trudy, why it was such a great idea to have you here today, because that really, hearing your story and hearing what you've been able to accomplish just with a little bit of help is really what it's all about.
Trudy is incredibly inspirational to me. Mm-hmm. I think that sometimes when you're thinking about someone in need, there is an incorrect stereotype that they're not working or not willing to work. Trudy, and I can say this from having known you over the years, is someone who worked immensely hard. The level of grit and resilience that she needed to have in order to overcome the obstacles is incredible. And she would say, well, my goal is to become a nurse, maybe not this year, maybe not next year, but the year after that.
Yep.
And when she graduated, she sent me a picture of walking across the stage and said, this is my next year.
Wow.
I did it. And that those are our families. That's who we're serving.
That is so cool. And because you never know what life can throw you some curveballs. And, like you started, you're like, I was married and then I wasn't. And then you're still a mom and you still have all those expenses. And, it could have gone a different way.
I'm a true testament to what life can do to a person. It's what you do with what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And reaching out, despite the stigma attached, reaching out for help. I think that's important. And I think, you know, it's important to get across to people that it's okay to ask for help when you need it. And, you know, it's okay to not be in a good place right now, but make plans and goals to try to pull yourself up. And you know, CSC provides that for you.
Yeah. And that's not unusual then, Jen, for the families to sort of keep in touch with you and you to sort of tell those stories as people are going through what Trudy did. It's always, you know, comforting to know that you're not alone, that someone else has been through the same thing, maybe not exactly the same thing, but understands where you're coming from.
Yeah, I would say it's a longer term relationship with CAC and our clients, and each client has a team member that they work directly with in the time that they're with us. And a large part of that is the emotional support they receive from our team to help them meet their goals.
That's great. And you recently raised over $9,500 with an $8,000 goal through your annual Turkey Drive campaign. So can you tell us more about it? We've already kind of eaten our leftovers in that department, but if you could tell us about the campaign, you know, how many families you're able to feed and where that extra money is going to go, that's fantastic.
I'm so glad you asked about that, because that campaign and our fundraising goal is really a testament to the community in Howard County and what we're able to do with their support. So our intention was to raise $8,000, and that funding was to support the purchase of 1,000 Thanksgiving meal kits for our families. Every November, we distribute hundreds of them. And this past year, we set the goal of 1,000 Thanksgiving meal kits to our families at the Howard County Food Bank. That's a frozen turkey, all the sides, the dessert, everything, in addition to their November monthly shop. And we met that goal so quickly, thanks to the generosity of our community and specifically Marriott's Ridge High School, which did a tremendous amount of fundraising for us. And that really made it possible. I think we ended up serving 1,024 families.
That's
was the
awesome.
Total that came in.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you find a lot of little ones, or is these school students in general of all ages are like willing to step up and help out for, you know, volunteering projects, or it could be them themselves who are impacted by poverty or their neighbors.
Absolutely. And it's such a treat because you're able to teach them at a young age that no matter how old they are, they can be a change maker. And maybe that's volunteering, maybe that's having a bake sale and raising funds for an organization, but there are so many ways that each person can make a massive difference in the place that they live.
Yeah. Trudy, I bet your girls have had really a wonderful experience through CAC and have been, you know.
Absolutely. Our turkeys used to come from CAC.
Yeah, see, right? And we know how expensive all that stuff is. It adds up. So now you mentioned the Howard County Food Bank with that. Couldn't do it without them, Jen. But what other partnership do you do with the Howard County Food Bank? Do you rely simply on donations, or how does, with your work with them, how does somebody get approved to shop at the food bank, which we've mentioned this morning? And how often do they get to shop, that sort of thing? Like what type of tell us what a great resource that is.
Yeah, great question. So we actually operate the Howard County Food Bank. It's It's one organization with CAC. And that food bank serves 30,000 people every year. Families who can shop there are Howard County residents who meet our income requirements, and they're able to shop once every 30 days. When they shop with us, everything is free, and they're receiving between 3 to 5 days worth of food. We're a little different than a typical food bank in that we have a focus on nutrient-dense items. So families, when they come to us, they're not only getting the things that are shelf-stable, like canned vegetables and cereal, they're also getting milk, eggs, meat, feminine hygiene products, diapers, wipes, that, you know, the things that are expensive that rarely go on sale. We also operate a community garden that produces about 3,000 pounds of organic produce every year that's given to clients at our food bank. So that's part of what they receive as well.
Oh, that's great. So we're not just talking about canned and boxed food items.
Not at all. Yeah, items that would be expensive and that are really critical to having a nutritious diet.
That's great. Now, if people are listening that want to, you know, help with some of those things and donate some items to the Howard County Food Bank, how can they do that?
So they can take it to our food bank Monday through Friday between the hours of 9 and 3 p.m.
All right. So Trudy, again, is another one of our guests, Trudy Ann Hall, former client of CAC, Community Action Council of Howard County. We were talking a little bit about your story with your girls and all that you've gone through and accomplished. But if you could take us back to your experience about what it was like going to CAC for help for the first time, how'd you find out about that? How were you feeling? And it's like a multi-part question, as you could see, one at a time. But, you know, what was your experience like with the staff and the people that helped you? And, you know, just kind of take us back to that time.
So I first went to CSA through the Head Start program with my oldest daughter, and I was appointed Miss Gwen Heppern as a social worker, whom I've maintained a relationship with throughout the years. And she was the face for me, introduced me to where I needed to go based on what situation I was having. She was my guide, and she provided me with information on the food bank, for example, the Dries Sabres program, the RAP program. Those were different resources that were available to me and my family in different times throughout the years. I had one kid who went through Head Start for 3 years and another one who was going in. So a total of 6 years that I dealt with the girls through Head Start. By the time they were out of Head Start, I had money invested into the Dream Savers program. I had money invested through the RAP program where I was allowed to save a certain portion of my rent monthly, because that was being paid for me in order to maintain some kind of financial stability.
Right,
I was
right.
going through financial counseling in order to learn how to budget and to save and to make long-term goals and how to achieve those long-term goals. I remember the first interview or I spent with Ms. Hepburn, you know, she said, so what are your goals? What are your dreams? And I said to her, well, I want to be a nurse. And she's like, okay, so how do you plan to get there? And I paused and, you know, and I really didn't know how. And, you know, we came up with a plan. I came up with a personal goal for myself. And, you know, I made those long-term goals that, you know, it may not be this year or next year, but eventually, you know, I will become a nurse if I sow the seeds right now. And she was able to direct me, to guide me, to use the resources that were available through CAC.
And made that possible.
And made that possible.
Because, you know, sometimes, especially moms or dads sometimes, mm-hmm. Usually we like put ourselves last. You know, it's like right. You felt, oh my gosh, maybe I should be taking care of my kids. I shouldn't think about my education. But all of that was moving you forward as a family and empowering you to get to the next step. So it's okay to make, you know, yourself a part of that growth. And
it was vital. That was vital. Pushing myself meant I was pulling my girls along with me. So immediately, their immediate needs, food, clothing, shelter, of course, that had to be met. And I feel like that's where CAC provides that support, that daily support, just providing a meal, you know, not having to worry about certain things like that. So you're able to focus on the big things. So eventually you can be independent
mm-hmm.
and be able to do this, you know. But there's nothing wrong with asking for help. I needed help. I needed the support, and I got it.
And did you kind of, I know you had the involvement with CAC through their association with the Head Start program with your girls, but was there any part of you that was afraid to ask for help, or did you quickly get over that and just say, all right, they have so many resources, they're going to help me out?
I feel like, you know, when you're a mother, that never comes across.
Right. You're like the mama bear all the time.
No, it's yeah. about getting it done. That yes, was never, yes. Pride never becomes an issue at that point. Not for me.
Yeah.
It's all about what I needed to do.
You're an incredibly...
And I realize if you don't ask, you just never know. And there's a lot of resource, and there are a lot of people out there who are just like me. You know, it's you just need a little bit of help. Yeah. Ask for it. It's available.
That's important, because there are programs out there like CAC and provides, and a lot of people don't know about that. And there's mm-hmm. a lot of people that need the help. And you're an incredibly strong woman. I must say, as you were saying, Jen, about Trudy, she is incredibly inspiring.
Thank you.
And I know your girls just look up to you. I know they must, as just mm-hmm. a strong woman that's just really, really inspiring. And you mentioned the RAP program a little bit, which what does RAP stand for? And then I know it mentioned your rent and that sort of thing. So that's another important program, if we could kind of explain that a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, the RAP program is the rental assistance program.
Got
and that
it.
Falls into our eviction prevention program. But we do have a small programming called Dream Savers, which Trudy touched on, which where CAC subsidizes a small portion of a client's rent. And in return, they have to put an amount of money into a savings account that's matched.
Gotcha.
And that when you're looking at moving families forward, it's all about increasing assets and helping them get on that path in a faster way.
Yeah, that match really, really helps get that dollar value up there and gets those goals met earlier and gets everybody on their feet a lot quicker. And so, Trudy, why do you think it's so vital for an organization like CAC to exist?
It's a support system. It's a background, the backbone of a community. It's the people are the community, but what if the people aren't supported? What will we have? And, you know, yes, Howard County may be one of the most wealthiest counties, but there are people who are hardworking, who are deserving, and they just need a little bit of help. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are in this life. Everybody needs help at some point. And I feel like CAC is that support system. it's a great comfort knowing that they exist.
Yes, thank goodness that you do. And with the end of the year quickly approaching, what are some of the best ways, Jen, for people to get involved? And why is it so important for people in the community to just really step up and help their neighbors, like Trudy was saying, because you really don't do it alone?
We can't do it alone. We can't do what we do without the support of the community. And there's so many ways that people could get involved. We always need volunteers at our food bank and at different locations that we operate. Food donations are always needed. Those can be brought to the Howard County Food Bank. And cash contributions go a long way for our programming. That helps us fill funding gaps. And at our food bank, it allows us to buy food at wholesale at a much cheaper rate than we could anywhere else.
Yeah. And the turkey drop we were mentioning around November timeframe, are there other holiday giving, opportunities for people to get involved in? I know that need, doesn't go away after Thanksgiving dinner is over, right? So that's a constant need that you guys have. So what are some other things this time of year that the families that you support need, and, how can people help out?
I would say for this time of year, one of the biggest needs would be financial contributions for help in energy assistance and housing assistance. Like this time of year, this weather, you don't want someone to be in a place, someone who's elderly or sick, that they're losing their heat in their homes or they're at risk for losing their homes.
Right.
So those financial contributions go a long way in helping us meet that need.
That's true. Very important point. And then also, how can people find out more information about your programs? And if we covered all of the programs, we talked about the RAP program and what was the other program we mentioned? The Dream Savers?
We did. We covered all. Yeah, yeah. Our focus being food assistance, housing, energy, and early childhood education.
Gotcha.
And anyone who's interested in learning more can visit our website at cac-hc.org.
Gotcha. And the Head Start program is a wonderful program. And there have been a lot of changes within the schools that we've been hearing about with Howard County kind of like redistricting everything. Does that impact you guys in any way, or does that just, you still do what you do?
So our education program serves preschoolers, children between 3 and 5 years old. So we're separate from that conversation, but we do have 4 centers that enroll 322 students. And we also have before and after care as part of it so that parents like Trudy can get to work or continue their education without having to worry about the child care component. It's really kindergarten readiness. We also provide speech and language support, mental and behavioral support for the children that are in these programs as well.
Wow, that's awesome. And some of the other, we sort of touched on it a little bit with Trudy, talking about the help with sort of money management and financial assistance and things like that. If you can think of anything else, Trudy, that really like those life skills that CAC was really able to help you with that you are still applying today, that's going to help, and also to give a good foundation to your girls as well to learn about money management and important things like that.
They do offer a lot of classes that are available to the community where you could go in and just essentially speak to an expert. I've been fortunate enough to speak with somebody who is a financial advisor, just to kind of regroup and, see where I could best save or where I could best, cut back. Or, just we all need a little bit of help just to be able to, manage our finances a little better. And these are life skills that you're being taught. And I was fortunate enough to have experienced that. So they do offer a lot of classes like these, that could be very beneficial to everybody, really.
Wow, that's good to know. So cac-hc.org is your website. And on there, I would imagine you probably have links to social media. What platforms are you guys active on, and how important has that become in reaching people, whether it be on families that you serve or volunteers and folks in the community that you're trying to get involved in your fundraising efforts?
So we're on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And I would say those platforms are critical to sharing our stories and letting the community know when we have a need. We'll share it on those platforms, and our community is incredibly responsive in helping us meet that.
Yeah, that's cool. And do you guys have any other, signature events or fundraising efforts throughout the year as we're, getting into the new year? We may be coming up on the calendar on some things that you like, signature events and services that you provide in the new year that you might want to tell people about, or sneak preview to 2020?
Yeah, our sneak preview for 2020. So looking several months ahead, hunger is an issue year round, but for us, the summertime is difficult because people are out of town and they don't think about donating to our food bank. And at the same time, children are out of school. They're not receiving meals the same way. And so we have an influx of families. So we always need more support at our Howard County Food Bank in the summer. And then looking even further ahead, in the fall, we'll have our, it's kind of crazy to think, our our 25th annual Holland Awards dinner, which is our biggest fundraiser of the year.
Oh, tell us about that.
Yeah, we typically honor an incredible member of the community who has done so much to benefit those in need. And so we will present them with a humanitarian award. And we will also celebrate families like Trudy and the work that CAC has done. And we typically have about 500 people, and it'll be held next fall.
That is awesome. People can get more information about that on your website.
And absolutely.
As we get closer to that. And again, we keep mentioning that we don't do this alone, as Trudy knows and Jen knows. Is there anyone else within CAC that, you know, we haven't mentioned? And we mentioned Gwen, your social worker. And I'm sure you have others on your team like that you kind of want to give a little recognition to now that might not be with us here today in the studio, but certainly, you know, help you do what you do every day.
We have 130 staff members, and they are some of the most incredible people I've ever met. I don't know that I can single out one or two, because the work that they do every day is so inspiring to me, really.
That's awesome. How about you, Trudy? You know, I know we mentioned Gwen earlier. Is there anyone else that's really helped you on your journey to becoming an ER nurse? That's so exciting.
I remember Mr. Ed. He was Mr. Ed, still the principal at Head Start.
Yes, he was.
So I remember him definitely always, you know, cheering and, you know, just always being supportive. But the entire staff there is really great. They don't, you know, they don't allow you to feel like, you know, you're less than or there's a stigma. It's very welcoming. It's like a family.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, I can see that today. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, if anybody that's listening to us needs the help, most certainly don't be afraid to ask and get it, because Community Action Council of Howard County is there for you. You guys, thank you so much for all that you do and for sharing your stories and experience today. Jen Grieb has been our guest, Director of Resource Development at CAC, and also Trudy Ann Hall, former client of CAC. All the best to you and your girls as you continue to move forward and inspire everyone. And we welcome you to come back again in the future and let us know what else CAC is up to, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Open invitation. And thank you all so much for listening this morning to Spotlight on Maryland that has been on CAC, the Community Action Council of Howard County. I'm Gina Crash. And if you want to reach out to me, also on social media at Gina Crash, I can put you in touch with CAC. Thank you for listening. This has been a production of Entercom Baltimore.